Thanks for dropping around. It is Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So I've called this episode Nudge, Nudge, Wink, Wink, because I want to talk about the power of nudging. You see, if you want to influence employees or customers, or hey, maybe yourself, to change behaviors, then try nudging them. Metaphorically speaking, that is, not literally, unless you want to get some strange looks. Here's the deal. Behavioral scientists claim that nudging people is the most effective way to get them to change because nudges are small and require very little commitment. And the most effective nudging, the scientists say, happens not by giving people reams of informative data, but through something called normative influence. In other words, what's socially acceptable and how their behavior compares to the people closest to them. In a 2013 California study, for example, Opower found the most effective way to lower energy consumption was to employ the theory of nudging by using a smiley face measurement tool that let consumers know how well they were doing conserving energy compared to their neighbors. Whether you are trying to change your own behaviors or influence the behaviors of people around you, start with small nudges. Measure progress in simple ways and devise strategies for sharing information about what other people are doing. And hopefully, it goes without saying by now, try to make it fun. And Mike's Fun at Work tip. One company in the States held a contest for the best team yoga pose photo. So you could try this in your workplace. Do it team by team, you know, where people just do their best yoga poses in a team, or get the entire group together for a group yoga posing photo, or create a yoga pose-off challenge and encourage individuals to submit their best yoga pose-off photo and award prizes for the best yoga photos, or as I call them, yogotos. And speaking of yoga, more and more organizations, including military organizations and police departments, are offering yoga training because they're seeing the huge stress-relieving benefits from it. One study from Stanford University, for example, found that when people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders did just 1 week of yoga, it reduced all measures of PTS. Another study showed that just 15 minutes of chair yoga produced substantial results in terms of lower stress levels and a substantial drop in the stress hormone cortisol. So get your yoga pose on if you want to have more fun at work. And the quote of the week from C.W. Metcalf, if you want to thrive and remain competitive in a workplace that is changing radically and relentlessly, you need the fluidity and flexibility of humor. And speaking of flexibility and yoga, in our It's a Wacky World section, how can chilling out cause things to heat up? Well, it did in this particular situation. A Japan-bound flight had to make an emergency return to Hawaii because a passenger refused to sit properly in his seat, insisting on his right to do yoga and meditate. He was so insistent on his right to peacefully meditate that he tried to headbutt and bite the Marines who tried to subdue him. That's just how peaceful he was. I guess he should have done the yoga before he got on the flight. I think that's the lesson. Well, folks, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you, as always, to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for more resources.